Well, as Congress debates whether to issue a third round of stimulus checks to millions of Americans in need, a few of you have asked over the months, what should we do if we don't need the money? Well, there's one guy in Oregon with an answer.
My name is Alan Schaffler. I'm a news anchor and storyteller for Central Oregon Daily News in Bend, Oregon, right about in the center of the state.
A few weeks ago, Alan Schaffler noticed a bump in his bank account, $1,200 from the federal government.
You know, it just didn't feel right. I was driving home from work and thinking about it, and it just didn't feel right. I just don't need that money right now. And you look around the community, you know, almost any community right now, and you see people who are in, you know, dire need, who need help now. And so I tried to figure out a way to make that money, to get that money where it matters.
So Schaffler sat down and wrote a pitch to the people of Central Oregon.
We don't need the money. You know, we have a house, we have food. So if you're in a position to consider it, we'd ask you to think about redirecting the check. And I branded it as redirect the check. And I just sent that to my news director and to my general manager and just said, I'd like to do something with this. Can we do something with this? And they bought in immediately. And the response has just been fantastic, just really, really gratifying.
With a match from his workplace, Redirect the Check has raised more than $50,000, and that money is going directly to nonprofits.
They all offer quite a few different kinds of services. The food bank isn't just a food bank. They do counseling. They help with rent relief and all kinds of things. And the shelter also provides a range of different services. And the Veterans Outreach Organization, which is tremendous, just helps local vets in a lot of different ways.
Rachel Hawkinson with the local food bank Neighbor Impact says this donation comes right on time.
We expect to use those funds to help us expand the food bank, which is definitely a need for us here at the food bank, where even before the pandemic, when we were distributing half the food that we are now, we were already distributing and processing more food per square foot than any other food program in the state.
The Redirect the Check campaign ends in Central Oregon on Friday. But with Congress considering a third round of stimulus checks, Schaffler wants to see this spirit of giving spread throughout the country.
If you've gotten $600 that the government has just dropped in your pocket, you know, why not go support your local ceramic artists? Go buy $600 worth of art that you've always wanted and could never afford. Go to your local favorite bar and restaurant and give them $600 cash and just say, start me a tab. And when we can dine indoors again, you know, I'll work it off. I bet they'll take your money now and serve you food later. It feels really good. It really does. So many people just want an opportunity to give. And if you make it easy for them, they'll do it. And frankly, I think there are a lot of people around the country who sort of fit my profile. You know, we fit in the definitions that the government set aside for people who get this money, but we just don't need the money. There are other people who just need it much, much more.
Alan Schaffler, anchor and storyteller with Central Oregon News, who started Redirect the Check for those in Central Oregon who want to donate their stimulus checks to those in need.